here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Meanwhile,
All right, let's do it.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Cinescape Movie Trivia.
Go.
My name is Mike Sutherland. I am joined by.
You're supposed to say go.
Fucking Peter Griffin. You're supposed to say go.
I know, but you like immediately cut into it, and I was just like, you stupid.
Giggity.
No, that's my buddy Quagmire. He's got stuff to talk about, but
shut up, Peter.
You know, I wasn't bad. That was a good impression right there. I'm gonna tell him about it over a couple sets.
Giggity.
All right, so this is another useless trivia over here. We're gonna do.
You didn't even get that right.
I know.
I didn't say go, and now it's another useless movie.
Well, that's why I said go. So let's go. So this is, more useless trivia for the movie.
Totally useless trivia.
New York, New York. Personally, it'd be nice if they come out with their own version called Quahog Quahog.
Rhode Island Red.
You know, because when you say Quahog Quahog like that, it sounds like someone's choking on something.
choking on a clam?
Or choking on something else, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Shut up, Peter.
So, yeah, this is my, we're talking about Martin Scorsese because, you know, he's kind of a badass. And, you know, badasses are kind of cool. So, all right. And what do they call that when I keep talking over and over again?
Vamping for time.
I didn't want to hear you say that. All right, so number 10.
Number 10.
Martin Scorsese's drug addiction and lack of control over the dialogue was a contributor to the film's failure. According to Peter Biskins...
Biscuit?
God, that makes me so hungry. Hey.
Biscuits and gravy?
I know. It's like when the crumbs run down my chins.
Your ball chin?
Yeah. So Peter Biskins' book, Easy Riders, Raging Bulls. I know I was supposed to say it differently, but you know what? I've already moved past it.
Yeah, Peter Biskin's book, Easy Riders, Raging
Bulls.
Yeah,
so, shut up, number nine.
Nine.
The added happy ending musical fantasy cost an extra $355,000 to make. Damn. I tell you what, I can go down around the corner. I could save about, I don't know, like about $350,000 with my happy ending. Where you at, huh? Yeah, there you are.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around that one.
Well, yeah, I could get it nice and cheap.
Yeah.
You know, then go over to Dunkin' Donuts. All right.
For coffee regular?
Coffee regular.
Coffee.
All right, number eight.
Eight.
According to Stephen Prince, Liza Minnelli became romantically involved with both Robert De Niro and Martin Scorsese during filming.
Can you imagine that love sandwich?
Mama, can you see me now, mama?
I wonder if that's where they got the idea for pulled pork.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you what, I bet David Gaffin wasn't there. That guy had a scary face.
Yes, he did.
He looked like Serpentor had sex with Cobra Commander and Armando Santi. Scary face. Yeah, every time I saw that guy, I thought his tongue was going to come out like a little snake.
Cobra!
Exactly. All right, so number seven.
Liza!
Oh, my God.
Number seven.
I pooped a little. Jack Haley, the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, and Liza's father-in-law at the time, is the man next to her in Happy Ending Sequence, or in the Happy Ending Sequence, when she is singing to the table full of men.
Mama.
See, before...
Do you love me now, mama?
Before, it was enough. It was Robert De Niro and Martin Scorsese who were enough to fulfill her needs in front of mama. And then, but this time, she needed a whole table full of men.
My problem is that I've never found Liza Minnelli attractive.
No.
She looks like a... She... She looks like she got hit by a cement truck is what she looks like. But
she looks like she's always lost.
Yeah, that too.
You look at her eyeballs.
Like in Arthur?
Arthur.
Arthur. He dumped his hot...
Wait, hold on. Hold on a second. Shut up, Meg. All right, go ahead. Sorry about that.
He dumped his hot fiance because she was a vapid air, you know, gold digging bitch for Liza Minnelli.
She's a whore.
Who was, you know, exciting and new and loved to do things and blah, blah, blah. Ugh. She's a Tijuana dumpster fire.
I just, I glitz and glamour. That's all I can say.
I also believe that Jack Haley contracted cancer from the...
he got the big C.
Yeah, from the paint on the Tin Man.
Ah, God, that's a travesty. You know, God, the curse of...
Because they use lead-based paint.
The evil of Judy Garland just continues.
Yes.
Number six.
Six.
So the blonde woman who was observed by Robert De Niro dancing with the sailor under the subway tracks at night, it was Liza Minnelli in a wig, you know,
crying.
It was like she was like, "Mom, I want you to see me in, under a different wig."
Crying and eating a sandwich.
Probably wearing a sandwich.
One of those Italian sandwiches. That's just stuffed with nothing but fucking meats.
She, like, put soup in a hat and drink it from a straw.
Soup in a hat. Yeah, clam. Yeah. She was eating clam chowder in a
hat. You have the, instead of the beer cans, you have the war wonton containers on each side of the head. And then you got to have an extra white straw. So in case one of those wontons gets stuck in the straw, it's big enough. It's got enough girth. And it can get all the way down in there.
You could suck it right out.
Yeah.
She could probably suck the chrome off the trailer hitch.
What happens is you got to use that extra force, pounds of force, right? So what happens is...
Well, she was used to sucking anyways.
What happens is she sucked so hard that the wonton hit in the back of the throat.
Get out with it, Peter.
It's like funny because I could just see a wonton hitting Liza Minnelli in the back of the throat. Number five.
Five.
For much of the movie, it was shot on the same sound stages as the great musicals in the 1940s. As a result, Liza Minnelli was haunted by memories of her mother, Judy Garland, throughout the shoot.
Haunted.
Haunted.
Freaking haunted.
It's like, I don't know, it's kind of like...
My mama came and visited me last night.
Can you scare me now, mama? All right, number four.
She came and did a musical for me. Four.
You dumpster fire. Number four. Liza Minnelli. God, it's all about her, isn't it? It's always, she's always got to have the spotlight.
It's all about Liza.
Liza Minnelli used her mother's old dressing room, her mother's old hairdresser, and worked on her mother's old MGM sound stages during the filming of this. Additionally, during interviews she did with her mother's famous uh-oh and uh-ohs with hand gestures.
Okay. It's all about her.
So hand gestures.
Always looking for...
Hand gestures, they're like they're puppets. Like gestures, you put on your hands like puppets.
Hand gestures, yeah.
And then they have little bells.
Yeah, with the hats.
And they go... Like you're watching, Mr. Rogers.
Right. I know what you're trying to do.
You're partying in a castle.
Hey, Mr. Rogers.
Hey, has my son delivered your paper yet?
No.
You little pervert.
Still looking for my, still looking for my marshmallow and paper boy. You can meet me down in the basement for popsicles.
You know your buddy Joe, he tried to... do that voice before, and he just kept messing it up. He sucks. He just sucks.
Fucking Joe.
Like, there'd be one moment he sounded so Herbert Purvish that I really thought he was going to do it, and then he blew it. It, like, metamorphosized into some, like, homeless freak.
He blew it.
Scary. All right,
I like it when they blow it.
I bet you do. So let's get down to number three.
Three.
Getting down.
Shut up, Herbert.
It's always about sex with that guy. He's got a constant boner. When Robert De Niro tries to book into a hotel, he uses the name of Michael Powell. Now, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Michael Powell had long been an influence on director Martin Scorsese. I got a real big question for you on that one. Who the fuck is Michael Powell? Huh? Who is he?
I don't know.
Exactly. Why is it on here?
There's bands that go in, and when they book their names, they use like Bill Washington, uh-huh, like Dollar Bill,
uh-huh,
things like that.
All right. So number two.
Two.
Stephen Prince directed a scene himself when Martin Scorsese walked off of the set after a dispute with Robert De Niro. Now I got another question for you. Who the fuck is Stephen Prince?
Probably related to Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that Liza Minnelli.
She made a gay guy rise. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Clint Eastwood.
Or maybe that was just
Liza Minnelli.
Maybe that was just her bank account.
I'm surprised that Liza Minnelli didn't direct the scene herself or himself.
God. He's all these unknowns. Losers. Number one.
Number one. It's all come down to this, the final of the top 10.
I feel like we've grown together in during these nine, grown apart. I make bad jokes. The cast and crew enjoyed a private concert from the famous Soviet bard Vladimir Vysotsky, who was making his only trip to the United States. Should I ask the question, or should you ask the question?
What question?
Who the fuck is Vladimir Vysotsky?
Vysotsky. He was a famous Soviet bard, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, because if it says it on there, then it's got to be true.
He's a famous Soviet bard.
I mean, this is...
Who the fuck wrote that?
I don't know.
Who uses bard anymore? He's a singer, songwriter, poet, and actor.
And a smoker.
And a smoker.
With trim bangs.
He kind of looks like Paul Simon.
He looks like Frankenstein's asshole.
No, he looks like Paul Simon. He looks like the Soviet version of Paul Simon.
No, you look at his forehead, and it looks like Frankenstein's asshole.
No, that's definitely Paul Simon. Look at that.
It's rough and unevenly trimmed.
It looks like Tom Hardy in that one.
No, it looks like Hitler taking a shit.
Okay.
Because he had that grunt look on his face.
He looked fucking angry.
Well, yeah, I mean, something.
Oh, he has a skyscraper named after him.
Hey, if you got to kill all those Jews, I think it's probably because something ripped his asshole.
Oh.
Made him so angry.
Vladimir Vysotsky. What the fuck was he in? Let me see here. His musical styles. Filmography.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That guy's...
Two comrades were serving.
You know, he's a commie, but I bet he didn't do all those movies for free.
20 years.
How does that work? Anyway, if you're a commie and you make a movie and then you film it, who's the money go to? Who does it go to?
I don't know. The state. Bibliography. Books.
So when you think about it, when he makes a movie, it's for the state than anything else. Right?
Right.
And then what does the state do? Huh?
Takes the money.
No, the state helps Assad.
Oh.
That's what it does.
I see. Anyways, nothing he did in the United States. All Russian or Eastern European films. Anyways.
You know, if this was the 60s, you would, if you're on a Russian page for this long, you'd be considered a commie.
Because,
The internet existed in the 60s.
Right.
All right.
It was created way back then in the 60s. Don't worry about it, though.
Yeah, they slowly gave it to us over time. You know, like with the new iPhones.
Yeah.
The upgrade. It's not an upgrade. It's been out for the whole time. All right. So, That's our useless movie trivia. I hope you hated it as much as we did. And
he was only 42 when he died.
And yeah, he's still over there reading about the Russian guy we don't know about.
Yeah, he's dead.
he's deceased. All right, so can we end this?
Sure.
Oh yeah. Hey, welcome back. Hey.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is Peter Griffin, and sorry if the octaves of my voice have gone up and down, but you just got to bear with it.
Me and my octaves. You and your octaves.
Yeah.
Don't worry about anything, folks.
Octaves have something to do with
me
voice.
Me and my octaves.
All right, so, all right. Cinescape?
Oh, for Cinescape.
Useless movie trivia. I am Peter Griffin.
It's not Cinescape useless movie trivia. It's totally useless movie trivia.
It's totally useless.
Get it right, Peter.
Except for that Liza Minnelli in a wig. Shut up, wig.
Drinking her soup out of a hat. Yeah, that makes me laugh.
It's a wine time.
Yeah. All right, so that's it. What a glorious ending to this podcast, huh?
I guess David Geffen gave in to her wanton advances. Get it? Her wanton advances.
Fuck your puns.
In her soup hat.
Well, David Geffen, beard.
I'm going to be in my garage making my new product. I'm going to patent it, call it the soup hat.
The Liza Minnelli soup hat?
Yeah. Why should she hog all the money?
Yeah, bitch.
Sally Struthers. Eating up all the snacky cakes. All right, I'm saying good night.
Good night.
Yeah, bye.
Good show, jolly good show, jolly good show indeed.
Hakuna Matata, bitches.
This is the Cinescape Movie Podcast. We thank you for listening to the show, and if you have any questions or comments, you can email us or tweet us. My handle is @JoeSpiegel_Joe. My handle? That's what I call it, my handle?
You can tweet me at... You can send me a tweet at...
Tweet me? You can follow me. Fuck off. All right.
Yeah, follow... You can follow me or tweet me at... Send a tweet to...
All right.
Follow. Follow would be better.
You can follow me on Twitter.
You can Twitter me.
You can follow me on Twitter @JoeSpiegel_Joe.
And for me, it is at...
What about you?
MPS5150, because I make it easy.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. And please remember, share the podcast.
Hey.
What is it, Joe?
Yeah. You see that little button over there? Yeah?
Yes.
All you gotta
what
do?
Button?
The little share button.
Which button is that?
It says share.
Sometimes it's a little arrow that goes in a circle.
Regardless, it's there.
Or more.
So share.
Share. Share that podcast.
Click that shit. It's simple.
Please.
We do put some work into this. Not a lot. Not as much as we should. But still, all you have to do is click the share button.
Yeah. Click anything that says share. Like on our movie reviews, there's a Facebook share and a Google+. Pick one. We prefer Facebook, but
Spread the love.
Help us grow.
Spread the love, and we will spread our legs open for you.
No, we won't.
I take showers.
Well, what is that one? Show the balls?
Open your balls.
Open your balls.
Shower, yeah. Share the show.
Share the hell out of it.
Share.
Give her some love. I sound like little Nick.
Have a good night.
This is the end. It's the end. Finito! The end, I tell you! We're all going to nibble the dust!
Or go fuck yourself.